Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Joined by a very special guest from down in the Geelong rooms. Thanks to Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Gary Ablett, good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Gary, Kingy, Benny Cass and Mark Neild in the K-Rock box. Thanks for having a chat to us after a loss. The boys had a real crack tonight, but the Giants are just a little bit too classy at the right time.
Yeah, you're right. How are we, guys?
We're flat, probably like you. We want the 4 points in the bag.
No, look, I thought we played really good footy for most of the game. We haven't had a chance to have a talk about it as a group yet, but it was probably just a polish. We didn't finish off our work at times, and they're a very good football side. We know that. They're very good at home. And obviously we'll go away. We'll watch the tape and look at the areas that we can improve, but... I think for most of the game, we played some really good football. We stuck to the game plan, and we're just going to go away and watch some tape and make changes where necessary.
Do you look for positives like the fact you've only had two less scoring shots and a lot of the statistical categories? You've actually come out in front of the inside 50s. You've won just an inability to convert, but they were fantastic in front of goal. I think they actually kicked only two behinds, and one of their minor scores was rushed.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at all the numbers yet, but I'm pretty sure we won the inside 50s, and that was a real goal of ours to try and play the game in our half. So I was really proud of the boys' effort in that area. But again, you know, it's going to be one of those things where we look at the tape during the week. I haven't had a chance to have a chat with the coaches yet, but we'll take some positives out of it. As I said, they're a very good team, and, they're, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the competition. So... there are those positives, but we're still going to improve. You know, if we're going to match it with the best, we need to go away and we need to work on a few areas of our game.
Gaz, great to have you on K-Rock Footy. Obviously, we'd like to get the points, but I suppose just looking back on it, you started the first quarter and then you started the third quarter. The gap there, they kicked, pumped you with three early goals and then they got away on you again in the first 7 or 8 minutes of the third quarter. Looking back on it, they were probably the two periods it cost you.
Absolutely. I mean, GWS are one of those sides. They can, you know, they can kick 3, 4, 5 goals in a small period of time. And we knew that. And I'm sure that's something that we'll talk about in the meeting. We can't afford to allow teams to get a run on like that. So it's definitely something we've got to look at. We've got to have a look at what went wrong and fix it up pretty quickly.
For Geelong Marine World, speaking with Gary Ablett, he's Mark Neild.
G'day, Gary. How are you?
Very well. How are you, mate?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Hey, mate, can you explain to the K-Rock listeners and all the Geelong fans that be listening to this, you've played nearly 350 games. You just played in front of no one. What was that like?
It was a weird feeling, that's for sure. I don't know. I don't think you can really explain it. I mean, we really wanted to win that game. And we spoke about that during the week that, there's obviously a lot going on at the moment, more important things, but at the same time, we had the opportunity to play round one and we wanted to put in a good performance. So unfortunately, we didn't get the 4 points, but it was, it was a little bit different to playing in front of the crowd. I'm glad we could get out there and play.
Look, yes, and so are we all. And we know that AFL plays such a big part in our community. It is great to see you guys out there running around and doing your bit for the community. Just back to the way that you played, Gary, we spoke a lot pre-game about, again, your role and what that would look like and can you get the footy in your hands as often as what is required to put Geelong in a winning spot? And you certainly did that. You were, I think, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the numbers either, but you're up near the leaderboard in terms of touching the footy. Now, so that's your role. We noticed tonight a little bit when GWS got a run on, it seemed to be the senior players, yourself, Mitch Duncan, Tom Hawkins, that really started taking the lead. Now, I suppose I'd be interested in part of that taking the lead, encouraging the young guys. We just felt tonight when it was really needed, some of the young guys, they couldn't match it with some of the GWS boys. Is that the way that you saw it, or is it too hard to tell, not having reviewed the game?
Yeah, look, I think it's too hard to tell without reviewing the game, but you're right. I mean, you know, you need the 22 guys out there playing their bit. If you've got, 3, 4, 5 guys that have had a bit of an off night, it can make a real difference in the game. But as I said, it's hard for me to comment at this stage. We'll go away. We'll have a look at the tape. We'll have a look at those areas that we need to improve. But it is important. And we've spoken about that all pre-season. We need some of those, 21, 22, 23-year-olds to really step up this year if we're going to have a chance of winning that premiership.
Gary, you've got a young family. Did you have any concerns with playing this week? And also, have you taken any measures, I suppose, to not isolate from the family, as some players we're hearing through the AFL have done, to, you know, I suppose, keep yourself footy ready to play? How are you sort of tackling it as a father, but also as a footballer?
Yeah, it was a really tough one, and I think the footy club did a fantastic job in making sure that you know, the guys were preparing like we were going to play, and you know, if it was to be called off, well, then so be it. I mean, as I said earlier, you know, there's a lot more important things going on at the moment. You know, I'm just really glad that I got the opportunity to play, and hopefully that's able to put some smiles on some people's faces through this time. But obviously, there's a lot more, or a lot that's going to happen over the coming months, and we just need to make sure that we prepare the best we can. And if we get the opportunity to play, great. If not, then we'll be at home looking after our families like everyone else.
Gary, you're due to play Gold Coast next Sunday down here at GMHBA Stadium. Have you been given any indication whether that game may potentially be brought forward by the AFL to try and cram so many games in? Is that something you're potentially preparing for? And I suppose if that's the case, is that going to impact on your ability to play a lot of footy at age 35 and nearly 36?
Well, I haven't heard anything yet, but if it is to be brought forward, I'll be ready to go. Don't worry about that.
Well, Gary, we really appreciate your time. Obviously, it's hard to talk after a loss, but you sound remarkably upbeat. But when do we never see you upbeat with the world, which is an absolute, obviously, credit to yourself and the way you handle yourself. Season number 19, it's 18 years since we were at the MCG, and you were sitting next to our old mate Blue McGrath on the bench, ready to tackle the AFL world for the first time. It's gone in the blink of an eye, that 18 years.
Absolutely. It has gone quickly, but I'm still loving it, and that's the main thing.
Absolutely. We're going to enjoy your last season. Well done, Gaz. Good to talk.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Gary Ablett joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. And
fourth quarter highlights.